We have in studio guests, the social animals. So I'm going to say hi over here to Diedrich first. Diedrich, you were in Nashville. What was that like?
It was pretty, we were touring a lot. And yeah? So it was just a nice place for me to be. I was kind of working on some writing and just being close to the management and the label. And so it was pretty easy. They just gave me a place to stay. I just laid around and did nothing pretty much. And when we were on the road, we didn't play very much in Nashville. We played one show in Nashville at the Ascend when we were on tour with the All American Rejects and Dashboard. We played a show, that was the only show that we played there.
So are you doing most of the writing?
I write the lyrics and the melody, and then we all bring it together and figure the rest of the more complicated stuff
out. Yeah, how does that work? I'm going to ask Tony.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work when you're working on a song as a band? Tell me what you play, and then how does that work for you when you're thinking about adding your element?
Interesting. I play guitar and harmony vocals. And Diedrich has been bringing songs to us now for quite a while that will be based around acoustic guitar with the melody and the lyrics behind it. And we all kind of naturally gravitate towards our sound. So it's we kind of know what to do now at this point. I feel like once we start rehearsing together, I kind of know where my brain goes on the instrument. And so it's kind of, we have our sound kind of dialed in at this point. And every now and then we'll change chords that he had already written or add a bridge.
You know our role.
Yeah, at this point we kind of know.
Did you say
the
you know
social animal
role?
Sound.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Boyd. He's not on a mic, so I can't quite hear him. But Boyd, reach over to that mic and tell me what your role is then.
I mean, just both Roger and I play very, I want to say simple, to the point, technique in our playing, but no, it's just keeping time, letting the lyrics, like, you know, that's what it is. We play behind Diedrich in the lyrics, and that is our role, 100%. We all know that.
And your instrument?
I play the drums.
Okay.
So that's keeping time, and yeah.
Yeah, and so that's interesting because sometimes the drum, more than just keeping time, is actually setting the tone. But you're saying it's coming the other direction sometimes.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just keeping time, keeping a foundation, you know.
I just watched this thing on Dave Grohl buying that studio. You might have seen that documentary.
Okay.
And when you bring in a...
Michael Jackson's
when you bring in a... It was a board that somebody had used.
Michael Jackson's.
Was it Michael Jackson's?
Yeah.
I can't remember. But
used it for Bad, I think.
Yeah, and you're talking about the click track. And so when you get in the studio with that, have you had that experience of the click track? And how does that affect you?
We play to that every single second of every show.
Yeah.
We play to it.
Always click.
So you use a click track during the actual performance?
Yeah.
Who hears that? Everybody?
Just me.
Just you. Okay.
Just me.
Boys, the click track for the rest of the band.
Point, yeah.
That's cool. That's interesting. I didn't know that part about it. I knew that was there, but I didn't know that part about it. So that's cool.
Yep.
Now, we've had plenty of people that we've recorded with say, but I haven't heard somebody stay on the click track so well. So Boyd's good.
That's good. Awesome. Because I know I've heard some people hate it and can't play with it and really destroys their rhythm and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear.
Those people are high.
And okay, well,
just kidding.
You have been in Colorado. So this is the Social Animals in our studio here today. And you guys have a new album. You want to talk about your new album?
Sure. We recorded it in Modest Mouse's studio in Portland. And then we worked with Paul Coldery in New York. He did the first two Radiohead albums. And so we worked with him for a little bit and bounced around those recordings. And now we're going to Nashville, working at Chris Carrava's house. And we've done a little bit of recording here. So it's kind of been a long process of re-recordings.
It usually is, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be this long.
Yeah.
But we're going down to put some finishing touches on. We have a lot of material, so it's basically just a sifting thing right now. We're kind of figuring out which ones are going to fit best and which ones fit best together.
Good.
On an album, and then we'll be ready to go.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to that. Roger, what is your instrument, and what's your part in the band?
I play bass guitar, and I also do some harmony vocals as well.
Yeah. And how long have you been involved with the band?
I was the latest to join, actually, probably about 3 years ago, I want to say. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great story how we found you.
Yeah.
Good.
I worked at a liquor store, and it was a really cool owner, and she let me play bass behind the counter.
Funny.
So I was like playing bass practicing, and Diedrich walked in, and he was like buying a huge jug of cheap rum.
Like 10:30 a.m.
really early, way too early. And he's like, hey, you play bass. I was like, your band needs a bass player.
Wow.
And he's like, do you want to play this weekend? I was like, yes.
That's awesome. And were you in a band at the time?
I wasn't at the time, no. I was kind of...
You'd stopped.
Yeah, my old band has kind of moved away, and so I was just practicing for some reason.
Wow, where was that?
The liquor store?
Yeah, what town?
It was in Duluth. It was called the Shanty Bottle Shop.
All right. Well,
Shanty Bottle Shop. Very scary liquor
store. Little shout out to this sketchy place.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome. Great. Best job. Shanty's great.
What was that like? I mean, how does that strike you when you see someone to say, hey, why don't you be in my band?
He had a nice smile.
Nice smile.
He really does. And that was what it was.
Oh, you got to get that.
Nothing about his playing, but his playing turned out to be great, which is awesome.
I didn't even have this beard at the point.
No.
Well, that probably.
I barely knew what a bass guitar looked like at that point, to be honest. I was just like, oh.
I hear we need one.
Yeah.
We should get one.
People keep telling me that we should have a bass player.
That's so awesome.
I saw them like a week before this happened, and I noticed they didn't have a bass player, and I was like, what's with this band? They don't have a bass player.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have the rest of you been together then?
I probably joined a year before Raj.
Yeah.
Boyd who's whispering over there.
Yeah, either my freshman or sophomore. Can't remember. I think freshman year of college.
Okay.
I was going to UMD for music. So.
All right. Awesome. And it's been your band under different names for...
Yep, Tony and I kind of did the whole thing together from the start, pretty much.
And how long has that been?
It's been a long time, under different things and under terrible, terrible things, since probably right around 2010 or 2011 we've been together.
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah, holy cow.
I know.
That's a long... That is
a duo project, and as kind of a... folk project, and then it became more electric guitar based, and there was a lot of college parties, and then we started to take it seriously, and we found these guys.
Tell me a little bit more. I really like talking about the writing process, because I think songwriting is so interesting, and it really is one of the main things that makes a band. And tell me more about what you do to get yourself in a place where you can write a song.
Because
you're busy, you know?
Yeah, I am writing a lot. I'm writing all the time. But, some things are appropriate and some things aren't, and getting myself into the position to do it. And I'm just isolated for a long period of time, and then it kind of starts to work. I write on the road a lot, too, when we're just driving. Like, if we have to drive an overnight shift and I have to drive... I'll like turn everything off pretty much, and everybody will be sleeping anyways after a lot of that.
That's a Kerplunk game, don't worry.
Tony
That's fine.
The game.
Last night you were coming from Chicago,
yep.
And did you have your driving shift and do any writing?
Or? I had the first shift, so everybody was still awake. Yeah. So I didn't. I tried to get them to go to bed, but no. I'm like, please go to bed, everybody. I just sit there alone, and I have a bank of lyrics that I have, and I kind of pick and choose out of those things. I try to find a central theme, and then I take lyrics that I've had written down, a cool line or something, usually that like an old grandma says or something, because they all have the coolest things to say.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I just steal them.
Best ideas are stolen, okay.
Always the best ideas are stolen.
So where would you hear an old grandma say that?
I just hang out with them a lot. I search for them wherever I can. I put out Craigslist.
You have a listing on Craigslist, old grandma needed
old grandma.
For songwriting?
You get some weird stuff when you put that in, but it's worth it. If you sift through the bad stuff, it's some good stuff.
That's awesome. I think it's it must be a challenge to actually then limit yourself to an album at some point.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's gotten easier as we've kind of figured out what we want to sound like on like a debut album from like an actual release through like a label, and that's going to get a significant. Like more than we could do by ourselves, you know. More people are going to hear it, so we kind of buckled down and like, this is what we want to sound like. Let's not try to deviate from this and try. Like earlier on in our career, I feel like we kind of just did whatever we thought was cool at the time or whatever we thought was fun, and now we kind of want to make it cohesive and make it sound like this is like the sound that we want.
And
for
do you experience that in the reaction of people when you're doing concerts now?
I think it's a better reaction now than it used to be.
Interesting.
Yeah, we were a little bit more all over the map for a while, and now we've kind of honed it in, I hope. I won't say that in a year, and I'll hate everything that we've ever done. But right now,
by the time you're done, you always hate everything you've done, right?
Yeah.
But with musicians, I've learned you have to do, not have to, but kind of have to do what you do over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Someone writes a book, they can set it aside and never read it again. But you're kind of guaranteed to sing at least one song the rest of your life.
For sure. Yep, some nights it's weird, some nights it's great.
I'm really excited for you guys. I hope you have a great tour, and I really appreciate you coming in tonight. Thanks so much for being here. That's The Social Animals.